Sokuyizika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhlaka 16 kumpalakazi 2020 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
ikuma kuyikuthi bavulile ngempela amaborder, kumele kungabi lamazonal restrictions in terms of travel. Mase bevala, then which means amaborder vele abavulelanga abantu.
Iningi labeZimbabwe kwele Botswana lilakho ukwehluleka ukuyafika ekhaya ngekhefu lekhisimusi ngenxa ye-COVID-19.
Imbi lento yokuthenga ama fake COVID certificate ngoba ama COVID certificate kawenzelwanga ukuthi ahlukumeze abantu, ayenzelwe ukuthi kubonakale ukuthi umuntu akahambi negciwane alichaphise alihambisa elifake emndenini wakhe.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala eSouth Africa zibikwa zisebenzisa incwadi zokuzivazela izokuthi azilagcikwane le-COVID-19 zixwayiswa ukuba zizojeziswa kanzima. Italele High Court kobulawayo seledlulisele kufiki ezayo isicelo sikamnumzana Bednico Bebe. Wayengumqoqi wenhlelo kubandla le-MDCT esokumisa umhlangano omkhulu owe-Congress webandla lelo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Zezinkulungwane ezedlula ezilithumi lanye, 11,522 asebehloliwe batholakala bele COVID-19 eZimbabwe. Abasinde kulumkhuhlane sebezinkulungwane ezedlula izithoba munwe munye, 9,599. Abalokhe begula bayedlula inkulungwane eyodwa lengxenye, 1,600. Njalo igcikwane leli libulele abangamakhulu edlula amathathu, 310. Ezwekazi le-Afrika kutholakale abantu abedlula izigidi ezimbili 2.4 million bele COVID-19, yona ebulele inkulungwane ezingamachumi phose ayisithupha. Emhlabeni jikelele sebeyizigidi ezingamachumi edlula ayisikhombisa 73.6 million abahlaselwe ligciwane leli labulala abedlula isigidi lengxenye 1.6 million. Iningi labeZimbabwe kwele Botswana lilakho ukwehluleka ukuyafika ekhaya ngekhefu lekhisimusi ngenxa ye-COVID-19. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ele Botswana lisithi abantu abafuna ukuhamba ngitsho laphakathi kwelizwe kumele behlolwe ukuthi abalamkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Intatheli izindaba ye-Studio 7, umqondisi Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Uhulumende weBotswana ukhuthaze abezempilakahle ukuthi balungiselele ukuhlola inani eliphezulu labantu abaze behamba-hamba ngekhefu lekhisimusi. Kungcwadi elotshwe nguhulumende isiya endaweni zempilakahle ezijeneyo eleBotswana lithi abantu abazahlolwa kumele bahlawule amapula alikhulu lamachumi amabili, i-120 pula. Njalo abehofisi ebona ukulwisana legciwane lecorona eye-COVID-19 Presidential Task Force bathi balakho ukunciphisa inani labantu abaphiwa incwadi zokuhamba-hamba ngesikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi. Ilunga le-COVID-19 Presidential Task Force uDokotela Mkhumotsi Mathaba uthi kufanele ukuthathwe amanyathela ngoba inani labantu abaligciwane lecorona lisiya liqonga.
Again, this shows an increase in the daily number of cases that we are seeing.
Akutshengisa ukuthi inani labantu abatholakala belomkhuhlane lo malanga wonke liyaqonga. Lokhu kuyakhathaza ikakhulu kubuya ngesikhathi sikhangele ikhefu.
It shows an upward trajectory, especially as we go towards the holidays.
Imgoqo ekhangelelwe ukuthi ifakwe ensukwini ezilandelayo ilakho ukuthundubeza injabulo abanye abeZimbabwe abadibelayo yokuthi imincele isivuliwe ngakho bazathola ithuba lokuyabona izihlobo labangani. Umnumzana Benjamin Spanda weZimbabwe ohlale eHabron uthi imizamo ye-COVID-19 Task Force iza kusho ukuthi abaningi bantshintshe inhlelo zabo zokuhamba.
Kuzavulala inhlelo eziningi zokuhamba ngoba abantu abaningi vele sesiplanile ukuthi sifuna ukuhamba. Uhulumende ukuvula kwakhe amaborder ukuyabe sekuyize. Uma kuyikuthi bavulile ngempela amaborder, kumele kungabi lamazonal restrictions in terms of travel. Mase bevala, then which means amabhoda vele abavulelanga abantu
okunye njalo okuhlupha abanye abafuna ukuyafika ekhaya ikuthi uma ufuna ukuhlola kumele uhlawule okulakho ukuvalela ngaphandle labo abalizandla ezimfitshane. Umnumzana Mthabisi Dube uthi ngaphezu kwalokhu kule ndaba eyokuthi inani labantu abathola belo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19 liyaliqonga emazweni asemhlulweni wangezansi kwezwekazi le-Africa ukuqala iBotswana, South Africa kanye leZimbabwe.
Kunzima ukuqonga kwenani labantu abatholakala bele-COVID khona ngokwakho kuyethusa. Abanye kade bevele bedonda ukuhamba ngenxa yokwesaba ukuthi they might contract coronavirus. Ama-travel restrictions lawa azakwenza kube nzima ngamandla. These are really difficult times.
Ngomvulo umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa oyaleke South Africa wabika ukungena kwemgoqo ethile kuyindlela kwenqabela ukumemetheka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Ele Botswana lona liqinise umkhankaso wokukhuthaza abantu ukuthi bahlale endaweni zabo bengahambahambi ngekhefu lekhisimusi noma lokhu usitsho ungayibona ikakhulu abadala emakhaya. Inani labantu abatholakale belegciwane le-COVID-19 kwele Botswana selanda inkulungwane ezilitshumi lamune mbili, 11,531 kuthi abangamatshumi amathathu lane i-34 balahlekelwa umphefumulo. Ngingumqondisi Dube oyindaba ze-Studio 7, isabron kwele Botswana.
Usenjalo umphathi ntambo wogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa umnumzana Aaron Mosaletti usexwayise izizwe zeZimbabwe ezibikwa zisebenzisa incwadi zokuzivazela zokuthi azilagcikwane le-COVID-19 esithi abenza lokhu bengabanjwa bazawukhomba olotshwala. UThuso Khumalo usethulela lolu daba.
Umphathi ntambo Aaron Mzwaledi utshela bezindaba ukuthi sebezwile ukuthi kulabantu abalungisa amaphepha e-COVID-19 angekho emthethweni bese bayathengisela abantu abaya eZimbabwe. Uthi isiphathamandla zogatsha lwakhe lezogatsha lwezempilakahle ziqaphile emngceleni we-Bed Bridge lakweminye imingcele zidinga labo abasebenzisa incwadi zesingundekungundelezi eziveza ukuthi bahloliwe batholakala bengenawo umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 bona bengazange bahlolwe.
Health officials who examine them are alert because we agreed, even with our counterparts in other countries. So they have to have a list of companies.
Siyabazi ubugebenga lobo njalo iziphathamandla zomngcele lezempilakahle zibalindele abasebenzisa lezi ncwadi emngceleni.
Or laboratories that are accredited, that are credible. If they find a certificate from a company that is not knowledgeable, they've got the right to reject it.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezikhulumele Studio 7 zangathandi ukuveza amagama zithe lezincwadi ezingekho emthethweni zitholakala endaweni okugadelwa kizo amabhasi lemichova eya eZimbabwe endaweni ezijeneyo zelizwe. Omunye obephethe incwadi efana xathu lalezo esemthethweni ongathandanga ukwazakala uthi uyithenge ngamarandi angamakhulu amane 400. Le yinto egcizelelwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe unkosazana Sinanzeni Sithole. Yena uthi lomkhuba kufanele uphele ngoba uzabulalisa abanenge.
Into ebuhlungu ukuthi awuzazi kumbuya kula ulalo igciwane le-corona kumba ulalo. Okwenzayo ukuyathenga i-certificate emabhasini. Mina ngiyafisa ukuthi ngabantu bayatshintsha indlela yokucabanga le ndlela yokwenza. Ngoba akusikho ukuthi ucindezela wena wedwa but uthatha umkhuhlane ngaphosa ngapha.
Le yinto esisolwe njalo ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe obuye njalo abe isikhulumeli senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazana kwele South Africa ezim imbokodo unkosikazi Chorus Mkhosi.
Ukuziba nesithupha kumele ohlolwe. Angeke uqhamuke sole sithupha ungazange uyehlolwa. Akekho umuntu ongakubhalela isithupha athi awunawo umkhuhlane ungahlolwanga. Asiyenhlolwa kwiindawo ezifana noClicks, indawo ezifana noDiscam. Sithole izithupha ezibonisayo ukuthi siphilile asinayo imkhuhlane. Ngokungahloli bakithi sibulala lathina sodwa, sibulala isizwe, asibulali mongameli, asibulali hulumeni, sizibulala thina mphakathi.
Isikhulumeli sehlanganiswe emele abeZimbabwe kwele South Africa, eZimbabwe Community in South Africa, umnumzana Bongani Mkhwanazi naye uyakhuza lomkhuba.
Iimbi lento yokuthenga ama fake COVID certificate ngoba ama COVID certificate kawenzelwanga ukuthi ahlukumeze abantu, ayenzelwe ukuthi kubonakale ukuthi umuntu akahambi negciwane alichaphise alihambisa elifake emndenini wakhe, umndeni wakhe mhlawumbe ugcina ugulile basweleka abantu. Kungakho nje abantu kumele bathathe responsibility ukuthi bathole ama COVID test aqondileyo, basebenzisa ama COVID test aqondileyo.
ngokusho komthetho wezokulwiswa komkhuhlane we-coronavirus, wonke umuntu osuka eSouth Africa eseya eZimbabwe noba kusuka eZimbabwe siya eSouth Africa kufanele ahlolwe ngokusemthethweni, aphiwe incwadi eveza ukuthi akanalo igciwane le-coronavirus. Le ncwadi endaweni esemthethweni ibiza amarandi angamakhulu ayisiyagalombili kwele South Africa 800 rands, okuyimali iningi elikhala ngokuthi alelayo. Lezi ncwadi ziqakathekile ukuthi lo otholakala eligciwane engavunyelwa ukuyangena eZimbabwe ngoba ezafika athelele abanye. Imizamo yokuthola kuphawula kwekonsulate yeZimbabwe kwele South Africa ibingakaphumeleli ngesikhathi sisiya emoyeni. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Italele High Court kobulawayo seledlulisele kuviki ezayo isicelo sikaMnumzana Bednico Bebe owayengumqoqi wenhlelo kubandla le-MDCT esokumisa umhlangano omkhulu weCongress webandla lelo ngomgqibelo kusakhangelelwa isicelo sakhe sokubuyiselwa esikhundleni sakhe. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba.
Umthethwandaba waphezulu weHigh Court uthethe leli nyathelo ngoba amagqwetha ebandla leMDCT abike ukuba athole amaphepha okuphanyekwa kwalesi sicelo edale izolo. Amagqwetha kaBhebhe lawe MDCT acine evumelene ukuba isikhathi abathole ngaso amaphepha abenze behluleka ukulungiselela kakuhle. Igqwetha likaBhebhe uMnumzana Ngqobani sithole uchasisa impumela ye High Court.
Justice Christopher Dube Banda uthi yena abe MDC labo Thokozani Gubhe bacele ukuthi indaba ihanjiselwe phambili ngenxa yokuthi bathole amaphepha izolo. Ngakho-ke igqwetha labo lithi alizange lithole ithuba lokuthi libuze ama-clients abo ukuthi ime njani indaba. So bacele nje ukuthi postpone to another date. Thina sasesinanzelela ukuthi liqinise ukuthi bayathola izolo ngama-11. Njalo nxa bethithi balesicelo soneso, isicelo sabo sile merit ngesilungu. Esikunanzelelayo ukuthi i-Congress izaba khona mhla ka-19 ngeSabatha. Ujaji uthe yona kumele izangena next week, meaning ukuthi kuyabe sokudlulile. Kodwa hhayi, uba uBhebhe kulini icebo afuna ukuliyenza.
UBhebhe ephuma edale wamukele ukuphathwa kwesicelo sakhe.
Sokuqalisa ukusetshenzwa sizasebenza. Thina siyahlonipha ukuthi umthethwandaba utheni, njalo siyakholwa ukuthi nxa sisebenza kufanele sisebenze ngendlela eqondileyo, indlela engalabumenemene. Sizakwenza okusemandleni ethu, emandleni ethu ukuthi sibone ukuthi-ke udaba lolu luyalungisiswa ngokuqondileyo njalo okusemthethweni.
Igqwetha le-MDCT uMnumzana Thawanda Thavengwa uchasisa ukuba abameleyo bathini.
Okay, ama-respondents acela ukuthi matter i-postpone because ama-papers afike izolo late, so abazange bethole ithuba lokuthi balungise ama-papers abo okuphendula okade kuthiwa ngu-applicant. So i-court ithe i-matter izangena ngeviki ezayo after i-congress.
UBhebhe uqala inkokheli ye-MDCT ukuba ayilandelanga isisekelo sebandla ukumkhupha esikhundleni sakhe ayelaso ngomnyaka ka-2014 sokuba ngunobhala obona ngokuqoqwa kwenhlelo u-organizing secretary, njalo ubecele idale ukuba limise i-Congress ye-MDCT ekhangelelwe ukuba khona ngomgqibelo udaba lwakhe luze luthonisiswe luphele. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abanye abalandeli bakamongameli Donald Trump olokhu esithi waxelwa kukhetho lukamongameli libandla lama-Democrats sebevuma ukuthi uMnumzana Joe Biden uzangena esikhundleni sikamongameli ngozibandlela. Kodwa bakhona njalo abathi uMnumzana Biden akumelanga angene esikhundleni lesi. UGibbs Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Okokela idale le-Senate uMnumzana Mitch McConnell ngomunye wabathi uBiden wanqoba uTrump ukhetho olwenziwe ngolwezi.
Our system of government has processes to determine who will be sworn in on January the 20th. The Electoral College has spoken.
Kodwa isikhulumeli sika Trump unkosazana Kayleigh McEnany uthi uTrump lokho ephikisa impumela yokhetho lolu.
The president is still involved in ongoing litigation related to the election.
Umnumzana Biden uthi ngamanga aluhlaza tshoko ukuthi ukhetho lwebiwa libandla lamademocrats.
It's a position so extreme we've never seen it before. A position that refused to respect the will of the people, refused to respect the rule of law, and refused to honor our constitution.
UTrump uqotoze uMcConnell ngokuvuma kwakhe ukuthi uBiden wanqoba ukukhetho lukamongameli. UTrump uthethise uMcConnell enkundleni yokuxhumana eTwitter esithi uligwala njalo uzahlamukelwa ngabantu. Abalandela okwenzakalayo bathi uBiden ukhangelelwe ukungena esikhundleni ngoZibandlela. Loba kulabanye abakudalela Congress abafuna ukuvimba ukubalwa kwama electoral votes mhlaka 6 Zibandlela. Unkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu olandela okwenzakala eMelika uthi kumqoto okwethulwe nguMcConnell.
I-Republican Party ichile izinto zayo indlela abenza ngayo owabo ngoba nxa belomkhokheli obakhokhelayo bayabamba nabamlandele njenga uTrump yena bebemlandele bedlulisa ukuthi kahle sebevuma ukuthi uBiden lo Harris bekade abawinileyo bayabona ukuthi isikhathi sesiphelile kanti bebezaphika ukuze kube nini. UMitch McConnell wathe buzwa i-election sanda kwedlula watheni uzamelela i-electoral college kuhle ngoba ugcinile indlela ayethena uza khangela ngayo ezokhetha ukuthi umbani owinileyo nxa sokwedlula i-electoral college. But ukuthi ubengazi isikhathi sonke lesukuthi uTrump uluzile ubesazi ubezama ukubalekela umsindo ngoba uTrump uyabakhathaza uyabathumela abantu bokuba hlupha ungakhangela abantu beGeorgia abathwele nzima abanye even abasebenza kugovernment sebele security bakhangele ukuthi bayabathumela ama-messages obatshela ukuthi bazabadubula bazabenza konke konke. Yikho kwenza ukuthi ama-Republicans amaningi alandele uTrump kodwa iqiniso babe belazi besaba ukuthi uzabakhulumela imfihlo zabo kumbe ebathwithe nxa engabathwithanga abantu bakaTrump laba bamsupportayo bazatshona bebafonela bebethusela ukuthi bazabenza kubi.
Umnumzana Kalipani Pugeni isikhulumeli sikamongameli webandla le-MDCT uthi kuyethusa okwenziwa nguTrump.
Indaba kabuTrump iyayangisa ngokuthi uhamba umhlaba wonke ezithi yena democracy this democracy that efaka ama-sanctions naseZimbabwe kodwa nangu sedliwe yena. Endaweni ndavuma ukuthi usedliwe axhawule lo winileyo abonge impilo iqhubeke usefuna ukukhoza lokhu esibiza sithi yimeham. Ubusuzibuza ukuthi into eyiyo ayilwela eZimbabwe yini ngoba nge-weekend badubula umuntu laphana kwagwazwa abangu-5 abantu bakhe beprotesta ukuthi barojiwe uzorojwa njani nakunguwo i-government kunguwo ophetheyo. Kuyayangisa lokhana so asosibonelo esihle.
Ukhangelelwe ukuthi uBiden uzangena esikhundleni sikamongameli mhlaka 20 Zibandlela loba nje kuza kuba lokuxoxozela edale le-Congress abanye bephikisa ukukhethwa kwakhe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland ngingoKips Dube.
Live Talk lamhlanje kuhlelo Diaspora Forum sikhangela okwenziwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwamanye amazwe. Ngalesi sikhathi uZulu elungiselela ukuhlanganela ndawonye lezihlobo labangane ngekhefu lekhisimusi, ingcwethi kwezempila kahle zikhuthaza abantu ukuthi baqhubekele phambili behlonipha iziqondiso zokuzivikela ekuthelelweni i-coronavirus ezabekwa nguhulumende elandela izenhlanganiso yamanyane wamazwe omhlaba ye-World Health Organization. Lezi ziqondiso zigoqela ukugqoka ama-mask, ukungabi embuthanweni elabantu abaningi, ukungasondelelani duze, i-social distancing, ukulondoloza ukuhlanzeka ngokugeza izandla, sikhathi sonke lezinye. Unkosikhona David intatheli izindaba ekumkhankaso wokukhangela indaba zokumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 owasungula umsakazo we-Community Podium TV. UDBT uxoxa loMike Hove weStudio 7 ngendlela uZulu amele aziphathe ngayo ngalesi sikhathi seKhisimusi.
Bantu bakithi lapha silohlupho, i-second wave le esikhuluma ngayo i-coronavirus ingcwele kakhulu emathibelele akobulawayo la. Konkanade singakwenzi nge-first wave, ngcono sikundeliseni kuhle. We have seen people dying, we have seen people telling positive for COVID-19. Kangelani kathesi ama-active cases amaningi akobulawayo iZimbabwe yonke jikelele. So nasikhangela nje sesibona ukuthi bantu bakithi kutsho ukuthi into le siphila layo ongakuhlezi ecele ngwabe ngabe layo. So asenzeni khonko sikutshelayo ukuthi sikwenze ugqoke imaski singayifaki entanyeni, ungani izitayela nje ukuthi akugizile entanyeni, kodwa sigqoke nini imaski, sivalane amakhala lemlomo, simeke sure ukuthi siyenza le social distancing lokusanitize konke kuqakathekile kakhulu.
Bese sikhangela ke indaba le yamabhoda esike saxoxa le nhlanganiso ezivela izakhamizi. For example, iBulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Bona babe sithi bakhanyana bayasaba ngale ndaba yokuvulwa kwamabhoda ngenxa yokuthi sikhangela kuba le South Africa inani labantu abasebebanjwe ngalo mkhuhlane, hayi khanyani kuyinto yokwethusayo kakhulu. Sikhangela okwenzakalayo koBulawayo, bayasho ukuthi kulabantu abangena abavela kwele South Africa okungekho emthethweni, bengelayo i-COVID certificate, bengatestwanga kuhle, konke lokhu ya. So kwenza njalo ukuthi inani labantu abasebebanjwe ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kuBulawayo likhwele. Ukubona njani lokho?
Lapho kulohlupho oluzwayo olukhulu sibili. Inkinga inkemenkeme yendaba yazi. Ngoba xa kuvulwa i-corona ivele injani, abafowethu abaningi bangaphi? BaseGoli. Nabe behamba bezosibona, kuba nzima, kuyadura ukuyenza ama-COVID-19 test ngama-process abaningi. So abaningi bebesenza imizamo etshiyeneyo ukuthi banjani babuye bezosibona la. Manje uhlupho solukhona ukuthi khona esi njengoba thina koBulawayo kathesi ama-cases amaningi vela khona la koBulawayo. Nxa lana ingakontinue ivuliwe, abangena kusemthethweni bengenayo nje ngoba ibhoda livuliwe, hey kungaba nzima sibili. Umuntu vele engavele efike ngudisembe uyasuke uyebona u-anti, uyebona umama, uyebona umalume, uyebona ubani bani, kuba ngokunye. Singathanda sesilimele indaba yamabhoda le inzima. Abaningi abanye bafuna ukuthi baphile, abanye sebefuna ukuthi babuye bezobona izitolo. Inkinga vele siqalile.
Usanda ukusho ukuthi i-COVID-19 test ibiza mali eningi. Vele kwele Zimbabwe kubiza malini ukuhlolwa?
Ukuhlolwa kathesi bebekhuluma ngama-$60 ukuthi uhlolwe uthole i-COVID-19 test. So nasikhuluma imali leyi sengiyifaka ngamadola lawo eZimbabwe, nxa sikhangelisisa i-$6,000 ukuthi uyibambe, even abasehulumende abaningi bahola khona la. So kutho ukuthi uyakuthatha hafu yesalayo ukuthi uyenze i-COVID-19 test. Kuzaba nohlupho olukhulu ngoba kulabanye abazaqalisa ukuthi bebone ukuthi bangahamba njani bengelayo yona leya COVID-19 test. Ngoba i-$60 ekisweni iya injenge-R1,000. So now ukuthi ufuna ukuya ebensini, ufuna ukuya shopa sibili nge-R1,000 ala ungadobha sibili ithukela labo rice labulawa uphathele abantwana uthathe imali yona leya i-R1,000 sure. If I have COVID-19, your conversation is called as a camera. Imali yonke leyo. Why government yona inganjani ingasubsidize yet izinto engibe phansi abantu omunye lomunye ekwanisa ukuthi anjani alokhuzi ayibhadale. But njengoba izwa ngamadola emelika, kutho ukuthi kuyazokumele ukuthi noma ulaleyo RTGS uyijinje ibe ngamadola emelika.
Lo unkosikhona David womsakazo we-Community Podium TV ubexoxa lo Mike Hove ecingweni ekoBulawayo. Abake badlalela iqembu lenguqu ele-Highlanders batshayelwa ihlombe ngokubumba inhlanganiso ephathisa abanye babo abadinga usizo ababhekane lobunzima. Intatheli yezindaba zemidlalo uJoseph Njanje usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abadlali beqembu leHighlanders asebathatha umhlalaphansi ngomgqibelo bavakatsheli emathuneni abalisa e-Athlon kanye lase-West Park lapho kwabe kwakhona abanye babo asebadlula emhlabeni. Ababengabadlali laba babumbe inhlanganiso yabo eminyakeni embalwa edluleyo njalo umgcini sihlalo wayo uDouglas British Mloyi uthi sebele minyaka emithathu baqala ukuvakatshela amathuna labo ababedlala labo.
Abangani bethu sasidlala lapho abasishiyayo. So esikwenzayo as former footballers abangani othi abasishiya labo sakubona kuqakathekile ukuthi senze njani. Sivakatshele abangani bethu lo ngumnyaka wesithathu.
Unobhala wenhlanganiso yababedlalela iqembu leHighlanders uMarco Dube ukhuthaze abanye abangaphatheki kunhlelo zabo ukuba labo basondele basebenzisane ndawonye.
Sibaningi ama-former players eHighlanders. Isicelo sami ngesokuthi kuphela asibalandini. Ngiyakwazi abanye siyayengeka phandle kube lokhu nalokhu. Asilandeni wonke umuntu odlalela iHighlanders ebuye ezojoyina i-association ngaleyo. Sincedisane nini ngoba ukufa kusemuntwini wonke kukufamily yonke. Singancedisana lizabona ukuthi siyaphambili loka emahofisi ngale badaleni baza sihlonipha besazi ukuthi yithe esaletha izindlu zezana ama-ofisi lani lani kuntu.
Wayengumdlali waba ngumanager waphinda njalo waba ngucharimani weqembu leHighlanders uErnest Mapepa Spanda ukhuthaze abanye bakhe ukuba beqhubekele phambili ngenhlanganiso yabo.
Asiyeni phambili uNkulunkulu esikwenzayo uNkulunkulu uza kunika okuqondane nawe. He is going to reward you. Lingayekeli babagiri bakwaMbuzi. Lingayekeli kuza kuba nzima but let's all be behind this project.
Ngemva kokuvakatshela emathuneni abadlali asebathatha umhlalaphansi labo ababuthane eclubhouse yeqembu leHighlanders lapho abazilibazise bekhona kusosiwa inyama. Abadlali ababedlalela iqembu leHighlanders asebehlala kwamanye amazwe baphathise ngosekelo lwemali efika inkulungwane lamakhulu amahlanu amadola aseMelika. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanjini.
Lesizwe umculo kaSikhosana. Ijaha lenkayi khona le eGwamba esithi Rasta.
Wena Rasta nyakuthanda uthi wakuthi dress yakho ifana leChina kodwa wena ukhulumi njengeChina. IChina lithi vara 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 nani makiwa nyalithanda ngoba lichipipi. Sikwa zako na sidipu austalele Kansia da faenza wakona da peskota na beti Enka yiva ya ntanda da minyaba tanda Nitue mkiti venye da pe eulomu zwa mikona. Kwamba ema pusini la baba khamba bantata kona Izo peti vaira Niwe niwo haba kukula wayo Baba bambini Niyalibo haba soni peki Awela pema ofisi. Ntoni tempu leni sefisa yoni ngokumphakami sabweni Angidawa ama amane Wena rasta nyakuthanda uthi wakuthi face yakho ifana leChina kodwa wena ukhulumi njengeChina. IChina lithi vara vara vara
umculo kaSikhosana esithi Rasta. Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Iningi labeZimbabwe kwele Botswana lilakho ukwehluleka ukuyafika ekhaya ngekhefu leKhisimusi. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala eSouth Africa ezibikwa zisebenzisa incwadi zokuzibazela zokuthi azila gcikwane leCOVID-19 zixwayisa ukuba zizojeziswa kanzima. Idalele High Court kobulawayo seledlulisele kuviki ezayo isicelo sikaMnumzana Petniko Bebe owayengumqoqi wenhlelo kubandla leMDCT esokumisa umhlangano omkhulu weCongress webandlalelo. Silugqiba lapha ke uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Sithandekile mhlanga.
Siyabonga.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.